No to war, they chant. Russia without Putin. It isn't clear exactly who their protest is aimed at. They're Russians in self-imposed exile against the war in Ukraine, their presence tolerated by staunch Kremlin ally Serbia, one of only a few countries to which Russians can travel now visa-free.
My voice might be a drop in the ocean and maybe it won't be heard, but I have to speak out anyway.
Alexei Novikov is among an estimated 50,000 Russians who've landed in Belgrade since war broke out in February, many on one-way tickets. The pace of arrivals is thought to have escalated in recent days, with young men in particular escaping President Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization of reservists.
I don't want to take part in a war against the Ukrainian people for some unclear, vague objectives. And probably very soon they will try to mobilize in Russia en masse, and they will take anyone they can catch and send them to the front line to be used as cannon fodder.
So-called brother nations, their fellow Orthodox Slavs in Serbia, offer the Russians familiarity and a warm reception. But given the political ties between Belgrade and the Kremlin, it's an unlikely harbour for dissent.
I feel that people don't understand that Russians are against the war. They really feel that Putin and Russia is equal, and I want to express my feeling that it's not, and that we are really against the war.
No one is suggesting that small expatriate populations like this one, however vocal, are about to turn public opinion in Russia against President Putin or the war.
For one thing, it's highly unlikely they'll even be seen or heard by most Russians on state-run media. But many people here do feel that the recently announced mobilization or call-up of reservists is likely to bring a new awareness of the war to Russian homes and Russian society.
And that, in turn, is a step closer towards a possible tipping point.
It is one thing to sit on a couch and contemplate how we are conquering Ukraine, and quite another to be in a trench with a machine gun. So I think that the dissatisfaction of the people is already quite strong, because those citizens who support Putin and the war have started to express their dissatisfaction with what is happening in Ukraine. And the mobilization now will push people to protest against it.
From a place of relative safety now, having left their old lives behind, these Russian dissenters are determined to play their part. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Belgrade.